July 3, 1905. Declarations of Jesus regarding the state of Louisa. Continuing in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself, and I found the Queen Mama with baby Jesus in her arms, giving him her most sweet milk. On seeing that the baby was suckling milk from the breast of our mother, I removed him very gently from her breast, and I began to suckle myself. On seeing me doing this, both of them smiled at my foxiness, but they let me suckle. Then, after this, the Queen Mother told me, "Take your pretty little one and enjoy him." And I took him in my arms. In the meantime, noises of weapons could be heard from outside, and he said to me, "This government will fall." And I, "When?" Touching the tip of his finger, he added, "Just another fingertip." And I, "Who knows how long this fingertip is for you?" But he did not pay attention to me, and since I was not really interested in knowing that, I said, "How I wish to know the will of God with regard to me." And he told me, "Do you have a piece of paper? For I myself will write and declare my will about you." I did not have it, so I went to look for one and gave it to him. And the baby wrote, "I declare before heaven and earth that it is my will to have chosen her as victim. I declare that she made the donation of her soul and body to me. And since I am her absolute master, whenever I please, I share the pains of my passion with her. And in exchange, I have given her access to my divinity. I declare that by this access she prays to me every day for sinners, continuously, and she draws a continuous flow of life for the good of sinners themselves." And he wrote many other things, which I don't remember too well, therefore I leave them out. On hearing this, I felt all confounded, and I said, "Lord, forgive me if I render myself impertinent. I did not want to know this that you have written. It is enough for me that you alone know it. What I would like to know is whether it is your will for my state to continue." And in my mind I continued, "Whether it is his will for the confessor to come to call me to obedience, or rather the time I spend with the confessor, is my own fantasy." I did not want to say it, fearing that I might be wanting to know too much, convincing myself that if one thing is his will, the other must be his will too. And baby Jesus continued to write, "I declare that it is my will that you continue in this state, and that the confessor come to call you to obedience, as well as the time you spend with him. It is also my will for you to be caught by the fear that your state may not be my will. This fear and doubt purifies you of every slightest defect." The Queen Mother and Jesus blessed me. I kissed their hands, and I found myself inside myself.